I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, besties. Welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. So recently, I came across this video on TikTok of this girl saying, I'm going to be the first to say it. I don't understand the hype around Taylor Swift. I don't get it. And seeing this rubbed me the wrong way. Obviously, it's okay to have a difference in opinion. We all have a different taste in music. But to say, I don't get the hype or I don't understand why people like this artist puts a bad taste in my mouth. Clearly, there's a reason why this artist and other artists are successful. There's a reason why people like them. It's okay if they're not your genre or you don't resonate with their music. But the idea of having to declare that you don't like something that the majority of women like gives off, I'm not like other girls' energy. I don't like a lot of artists, but I'm not running around denouncing them because I know that it has nothing to do with the artist or the people who listen to that artist. We have a difference in opinion, and that difference doesn't make me or them any better or worse than each other. In my opinion, when you have to publicly announce your disinterest in anything that a lot of women like, you are making a conscious effort to separate yourself from those women. After I saw that video, I made a video response to it, and honestly, it did pretty good. But after reading through the comments, it made me really think about this as a whole. It made me think about how women try to separate themselves from one another, especially with the statement, I'm not like other girls. So today we're going to talk about the idea of not being like other girls and why I personally love being like every other girl. I think it's safe to say that I'm not like other girls or you're not like other girls is a common thing that we either hear currently or we heard growing up. I remember being told that by boys when I was younger, and at the time, it was such a compliment. It was something that I strived for. When guys said this to me, it made me feel as if I was special and that I had something that other girls didn't. But what I didn't realize at the time was how harmful that narrative actually is. When guys say that you aren't like other girls, they're probably trying to compliment you, but it's very backhanded. In the same sentence that they're complimenting you, they're also insulting women as a whole. They're basically saying girls are bad, but because you're different, you're good. And especially when you're younger, you just want to be accepted. You just want to feel good. So although they're indirectly insulting you, all you hear is the compliment. And again, especially when you're younger, you just want those compliments to keep coming. And how do you keep those compliments coming? You cling to what they're complimenting and make that your identity. As much as I want to blame guys and say, this is so fucked up, you shitting on women, women are great, we have so much to offer, gender roles are a thing. We grow up being told this is how girls are and this is how boys are. Girls like pink, boys like blue. Girls like dolls, boys like trucks. Girls like pop music, boys like rap music. Girls are prissy, boys are messy. Not only are there stereotypes, but our society has been known to value the stereotypes of guys and what they do and what they like over what girls are supposed to do and are supposed to like. When a girl likes a movie that guys typically like The Godfather, she has immaculate taste. But when a girl likes a rom-com, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, she has bad taste. She's stupid. She's such a girl. As if being a girl is an insult. Guys are feral over sports. They spend so much money to get a jersey with their favorite player's name on the back of it. They spend money to go to games to watch their favorite players. They never miss watching a game on TV. They spend money betting on games. They talk about games and their favorite players with their friends. They host parties with their friends to watch said games. And when they do it, it's normal. It's fun. They're dedicated. They're competitive. They're just enjoying something they like. But when girls wear shirts with their favorite artist or their favorite band on it, watch videos of their concerts, go to the concerts, have a fan account, talk about them with their friends, they're crazy, they're obsessed, they're pathetic. Our interests as women have always been undervalued in comparison to men. I think as women, we can acknowledge we've seen this and learned this, but with that being said, so have men. So it's no surprise that boys growing up adapt this mindset. And why, when they see a girl doing things or enjoying things that boys typically like, they value that girl more because they were taught to. In no way am I excusing their behavior now as men. If you are a grown-ass man now expecting women to be one thing or valuing women more than others based off how well they fit into a category, grow the fuck up. It's 2023, you're not a child anymore. You can form your own thoughts. It's not shocking that men think this way about women, but unfortunately, because of the patriarchy, or in other words, the power that men hold over women, some women conform to it rather than go against it, and they end up having the same feelings towards women that a lot of men do, some not so nice feelings towards women, even though they themselves are women. And what do we call that? Ding, 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 internalized misogyny. And you'll see this a lot in women who compare themselves to other women. Body shame, slut shame, age shame other women. Women who think other women are their competition, who put down other women based off their interest. Or in this case, what we're talking about today, say things like, I'm not like other girls. The issue with saying I'm not like other girls is you put girls or women into a default group, that girls are just one thing, and by you not being or enjoying that one thing, you aren't like them, which is just stereotyping because clearly not all girls like the same things. With perpetuating gender stereotypes, women are taught that there's only two types of women, women that fit the stereotype and women who don't. For example, girls who wear dresses versus girls who don't. Girls who play sports versus girls who don't. Girls who like to eat a lot and girls who don't. Girls who wear makeup versus girls who don't. Girls who like Taylor Swift versus girls who don't. It makes women think it's one or the other. They can't coexist. Saying, I don't like Taylor Swift, I'm just not like the other girls, is basically saying, in order to be a girl, you have to like Taylor Swift. As if girls don't have different interests or different opinions. You can find two very similar girls, and just because they like the majority of the same things doesn't mean you won't find something they disagree on. That disagreement doesn't take away the similarities and connection they have to one another. I think that's a big reason that a lot of women feel the need to say, I'm not like other girls, and differentiate themselves from other women. They're afraid of having those similarities. They want to stick out so badly and feel special, and they reject any similarities they have to those women. Their individuality is threatened, so they make it their job to not have similar interests or similar traits. They think, well, if I like the same things as other girls and I conform to the stereotype, then I'll be less interesting. People won't care about me as much. I won't be important. I'll just be like any other girl. But like I just said, just because you have similarities doesn't mean you don't have differences. Women don't come in one shape or size. We're all unique, which is amazing, but our similarities are just as amazing too. Being like other girls is an amazing thing, and the more you embrace it, the more you'll love yourself. All that hating other women does is inflict more hate onto yourself. I think a prime example of this is the girls growing up who strive to be a tomboy. They're told as young girls that they're so much different than other girls because they're not wearing dresses, they're not wearing pink, they're playing outside, they're playing video games, they're hanging out with boys more than girls. And through being validated this way, they form this tomboy identity. And a lot of the time, these girls do want to show interest in things other girls like, but can't because they've been put into a box of what they're expected to be. And what ends up happening is they become resentful of those other girls because those girls are able to openly express who they are. But at the core of it, they're hating these girls because they want to be able to openly express who they are and they feel like they can't. But that's the thing, you can't. You need to get past the idea that other women are your competition because they aren't. Just because you like the same thing as someone else doesn't make you any less special. Just because someone wants to wear the same clothes as you doesn't take away how good you look in those clothes. Just because you like the same artist doesn't mean that your music taste is generic. You can like things and so can other people. Someone enjoying the same thing as you doesn't take that enjoyment away from you. Also, there's a reason why you like the things you do. They're cool, they're funny, they're cute. Wouldn't you be surprised if people didn't like the same things as you do? There's no shame in being like other girls because us girls, we have taste. You shouldn't deny yourself things that you like out of fear of looking basic. I am exactly like other girls. I love Taylor Swift. I love to go thrifting. I love iced coffee, almond milk, astrology, crystals, wearing Uggs, the fall. I love reality TV. I love The Summer I Turned Pretty. And that doesn't even scratch the surface. It's okay if you're a woman and you don't like any of those things. It doesn't make you any less or more of a woman for liking them or not liking them. If you don't like things that the majority of women like, that's okay, but you don't have to insult other women to feel better about yourself. And that really is my biggest issue with women that say, I'm not like other girls. It's okay to have your own identity. You should. Individuality is an important thing, but you don't have to bring others into it when expressing who you are. What you like and what you do should have nothing to do with other people. My issue never was that other people don't like Taylor Swift. I could care less about that. I could care less about that girl that posted a video talking about how she doesn't like Taylor Swift. A lot of people don't like Taylor Swift. If she said, I don't like Taylor Swift because I don't resonate with her or I don't like the sound of her music, fine. But she said, I don't get the hype of Taylor Swift, meaning I don't understand why other people, other women, like Taylor Swift, and then continue to like and respond to comments diminishing women and their interest in Taylor, almost implying that their opinion is better than other women's opinion, their musical taste is better than other women. Again, I just want to reiterate, having different opinions is good. What's bad is making other people, other women, feel bad for having that different opinion, for pinning yourself against those women and identifying yourself as good and others as bad. There's no reason to pin yourself against other women and put other women down as a way to uplift yourself. Other women are not your competition. No one is going to give you a gold star for having different music taste than another girl. No one cares about that. And even if they do, who cares about them? You want to look good for people who are going around judging others and putting them on a rating scale? Why do you care where you fall on that scale? Why do you care if a man thinks you're cool for not liking Taylor Swift? Ask yourself why that validation matters to you, and more than likely, you're going to realize it's internalized misogyny. Overcoming internalized misogyny takes time. There's times where I catch myself still judging other women based off those stereotypes and these things that were instilled in me growing up. The important thing is catching those moments where you do feel inferior and you feel yourself going into attack mode, and you make the effort to shift your mindset and change your behavior. When you find yourself about to judge a woman based off something she has or does, like her job, let's say she's a content creator and that sparks jealousy within you, before you decide to insult her out of envy, why don't you ask her how she's able to be a content creator? Ask her to share some tips with you, because that jealousy is coming from somewhere, and it's probably coming from you wishing you could have that job, but you don't. Something positive that another woman has doesn't make what you have or don't have negative. Good things about someone should make you like them, should make you feel inspired, should encourage you. You shouldn't feel like you have to compete with them. And if seeing someone succeed bothers you, or seeing someone do something differently than you triggers you, maybe it's worth a shot asking yourself why. Maybe it's time to stop comparing yourself to other women and take a look inside to why you're making those comparisons. That's where I'm going to close off today's episode. I actually really enjoyed this. I feel like it got me fired up. If you enjoyed today's episode, or you just love listening to me, you love Try Not to Care, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple. Also, if you liked listening to me rant and rave today, follow me on my other socials. My Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, besties. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.